USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After a two-year hiatus due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the White House is hosting the Easter Egg Roll, which has been a tradition since the late 1800s. President Biden says he is happy that people can celebrate the holiday at the White House again after the pause.
Bill and I are excited to have you at the White House. We weren't able to host this Easter Egg Roll last year because of the pandemic. But this year we're finally getting together again.
Crew members and families from the USS Delaware were among those invited by the First Lady. Today is tax day. Anyone who hasn't filed their returns has until midnight to get it done, either online, by mail, or with a tax professional. The IRS had received more than 100 million returns as of 10 days ago, but is still facing its biggest backlog ever. This is USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
Philadelphia's indoor mask mandate returns Monday. The city saying it's reimposing the requirement because COVID cases are up 50% over the past 2 weeks. The mandate applies to all indoor public spaces, including schools, restaurants, businesses, museums, offices, and government buildings. Businesses and institutions can only go mask-free if they require everyone to be fully vaccinated and check vaccine status when people walk in. A group has filed a lawsuit against the mandate. World Central Kitchen says a Russian missile hit its operation in Kharkiv, Ukraine, over the weekend. The charity, founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres, set up kitchens in regions where food is desperately needed because of natural disaster or war. 4 of the staff were wounded. Andres tweeting, "They're fine, and everyone is ready to set up shop in another location." Find us at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Biden administration is receiving backlash after announcing they would rescind Title 42 authority at the U.S.-Mexico border in May, with Republicans and Democrats in Congress trying to keep the order in place. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar says on Fox and Friends the order should not be repealed as long as COVID-19 is still a problem.
You can't say we have a pandemic or a public health issue here, but then say everything's fine at the border and then lift the Title 42, which is a health order. You just can't have both.
As bird flu continues to spread across the country, people are taking notice.
A highly contagious avian flu has spread to more than 30 states, but the risk to public health is low, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed in a statement that the avian flu has spread to commercial chicken flocks in Pennsylvania and also in Utah. While the virus spreads easily among birds, with more than 27 million affected, according to the CDC data, no human cases have been found in the U.S. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Some of the nation's most prominent companies are coming out with quarterly earnings reports this week. Investors will hear from names like Johnson & Johnson, Hasbro, Lockheed Martin, Netflix, and IBM on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.